Hello and welcome to this Expert HR podcast with me, Laura Merrilies. I'm joined by Sheila Atwood here at Expert HR. Today we'll be talking about supporting employees who have suffered a bereavement. If we can kick off, Sheila, by looking at the role line managers and HR can play in supporting employees at the time of bereavement.
Well, this is going to be a difficult time for the employee, and so the role for the employer is really twofold in supporting them. We've got the time immediately following the bereavement. They're going to quite quickly need to make arrangements for time off for that member of staff. And then we have when the employee comes back to work and is looking at that process. They're going to need some support at that time as well.
Well, let's explore a bit further the time off part. What are an employee's legal entitlements if they experience a bereavement?
Well, there is some provision in law here, and this is provided by the Employment Rights Act. And under this, employees are entitled to a reasonable amount of time off following the death of a dependent. So the definition there is quite clear. We're looking at spouses or civil partners, children, parents, someone who lives in the same house as the employee and relies on them for their care. However, there's two important points to note for the employee. The period of time off under the Employment Rights Act is described as reasonable, so that could be open to interpretation by their employer. And also, it is a right for unpaid time off, so there is no legal entitlement to paid time off at the time of a bereavement.
So in practice, is that what most employers do, rely on the legal entitlement?
It isn't, no. So some recent research that we undertook here at Expert HR found that only a handful of employers relied on unpaid leave, with the majority giving paid leave at the time of a bereavement. What they will do, however, is specify a number of days that will be paid. So, for instance, with the death of a close relative, such as a spouse, civil partner, parents, partners, siblings and children, 5 days is typical. Less close relationships, such as grandparents, step relations and grandchildren, 3 days paid leave is typical at the time of a bereavement. And then for cousins, aunts and uncles, and maybe even friends, then a day paid to attend a funeral is what we tend to see.
It's not always going to be the case that every situation fits neatly into those categories.
No, an employer does also need to consider less traditional family relationships. We can take an example of somebody who's been brought up by their grandparents. Then typically the employer might look to award the maximum amount of paid bereavement leave in those circumstances. The employer also can have some flexibility around the particular circumstances of the individual. So it may be that they need to travel in order to attend a funeral. They may be responsible for making arrangements, and therefore that will take up a considerable amount of time. And don't forget, of course, there are some religious requirements, perhaps in a period of mourning or for arrangements to be made very quickly. And we do have a full list of those in our quick reference section on the website for you to look at.
And would it be typical for employers to have a policy on bereavement leave?
The majority of employers we spoke to earlier in the year do set out a policy. Now, the sorts of things we're going to see in this are the number of days paid leave that the employee is entitled to and which relationships they refer to. It will also stipulate the payment that will be made. So we talk about paid leave, but it needs to be clear whether it's basic pay or whether that includes allowances that the employee normally receives. The other thing here is that some employers will have a service criteria for employees to be entitled to that paid leave. If you stipulate a service requirement of 5 years or less to qualify for paid bereavement leave, that will be lawful under the Equality Act.
Imagine, though, that you're a manager and you're not in a position to grant a request for the full time off.
Well, this may be covered partly in the policy. A lot of employers use the wording of up to the specified number of days time off. There are reasons that a manager may find it difficult to grant the maximum amount of leave. Perhaps they can't get cover for the role, it's expensive to cover it, or it's a particularly busy period. But what we would encourage employers to do is try and offer at least some days off to the employee, because this is going to be a particularly difficult time and they may not be in a position to be in their workplace at that time.
So earlier today, I was speaking to Andy Langford from CRWS, a national bereavement charity, and here is what he has to say about what's important for an employee to hear from their employer at the time of experiencing a bereavement.
Well, the first thing that is really important for an employee is that they're listened to. Every experience of bereavement is different. Each experience will affect different employees in different ways. Even if someone's experienced the death of someone close prior to a current one, then those experiences will be different and will affect them in different ways. First thing really is to convey a level of understanding and just listen and be there for someone and try and understand the different practicalities that the individual is trying to go through. But with a mind that obviously from an employer's point of view, you want to be encouraging someone to be in work and to function in work. So it's mutual, it helps both of you. It may well be also that the employee needs to hear that there'll be some level of flexibility given to encourage them into work. That might be flexibility in the immediacy, for instance, dealing with some practical issues around funeral or the estate of someone. It might be that some flexibility is needed a little later on, because sometimes some processes will last a bit longer, particularly if it's a complicated death and there's an inquest involved. It is also important to help someone feel supported. What's commonly fed back to us is if someone feels supported coming back into work, then they feel more able to come into work and function in work as best as possible. And so offering whatever is around there in terms of employee assistance, employee support, is really important in the first instance.
So Sheila, listening to Andy there, is that the sort of support that you would typically expect employers to be providing?
It is, yes. The flexibility is key. How you handle an employee at this time is going to impact on their motivation, how engaged they feel, and also the impact on other employees who see how the organisation has adapted and dealt sympathetically with a request for time off and provided support to that employee. An employee who comes back to work too soon after a bereavement may not be fully productive. It may be better that they're taking the time off when they need it and coming back to work when they're ready.
Line managers have an important role to play here, don't they?
They do need to know the policy that the organisation has and what it includes. If there is no policy, they need to understand how the bereavement has been dealt with in the past and the arrangements that have been made for employees. They do need to be consistent in their approach. But as we've spoken earlier, there does need to be discretion, there does need to be flexibility in handling each employee and each individual case.
So let's hear again at this point from Andy Langford. And I asked him at what stages in the bereavement timeline might employees need support from their employer?
It very much depends upon what the individual needs and where they are with that particular bereavement. And that's important to check out in the first instance, what that person needs first off. They may also not know initially, so it's important to check out as someone goes. If your organisation has a culture of having one-to-one, it's important to embed those questions within them. In terms of what someone might need initially, it may be that they need some initial flexibility around attending appointments, whether it's with solicitors or undertakers. Once again, it depends upon the funeral, about when that is organised. Certainly if someone's administering an estate, then they're going to need possibly some flexibility around that. But what we tend to find is that as time goes on, when someone's trying to process what's happened for them in terms of the bereavement, that can be when it hits them more, really, on an emotional level. And what certainly isn't uncommon is to find that people experience difficulties in concentrating, sometimes difficulties in understanding when they need some space and time away from people and when they need people around them. And for both of those things, if an employee can hear that they're going to be supported in those and helped in their work, that can be immensely helpful.
So Sheila, does that fit with how employers can support bereaved employees in practice?
It does, yes. You know, all employees are going to need time to mourn and heal after the loss, and when that occurs will vary on each case. So we do need to think about when employees return to work. There may be particular occasions like anniversaries or special occasions where that employee may need additional support. The employer can be flexible at that time, perhaps allowing the employee to work from home or with reduced hours or reduced responsibilities around those times so that they can really feel that they've got the support they need from their employer.
Now, our listeners may be aware of some potential forthcoming legislation in the form of the Parental Bereavement Leave and Pay Bill. Can you just tell me a little bit about that?
Yes, so that's progressing through Parliament at the moment. And this proposes the right of bereaved parents of children aged under 18 to 2 weeks paid leave. Now, the important thing for employers is that they will be able to reclaim some or all the costs of paying that employee during that time. But there will be a service stipulation. So it'll be for employees who have 26 weeks or more continuous service. However, we understand that it's not expected to be in law until 2020.
Well, thanks very much to both Sheila and Andy for joining us today. And to help guide you through the support that you can give to a bereaved employee, we have a wide range of resources on the site. Good First Port of Call is the how-to guide on devising and implementing a policy on compassionate leave. Well, that brings us to the end of this Expert HR podcast. Thanks for listening, and we look forward to you joining us again next time.